The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include virtual theater, Iraqi jazz, a site-specific sound installation, a piano recital, and a whole lot more. The Williamstown Theater Festival has finally released the first production of its 2020 season on Audible. Tennessee Williams's A Streetcar Named Desire, starring Emmy, Grammy, and six-time Tony Award winner Audra McDonald as Blanche Dubois, is now available to stream via Audible. More plays will be released in upcoming weeks. Mass Mocha in North Adams continues its auditory after-hours series, giving visitors a chance to engage with art while listening to a bespoke experience curated by cutting-edge musicians on Saturday night at 7, 7:30, and 8 p.m. when the L.A.-based experimental hip-hop trio Clipping dives into its archive to create a darkly atmospheric gallery soundtrack with material from an abandoned audiobook score. Ooh, that's spooky. Entitled The Depths, this new chapter is intended to immerse the listener in a cold Atlantean soundscape during their nocturnal spelunking of the galleries. Upcoming artists in the series include Sylvan Esso and Khaki King. On Saturday at 5 p.m., Clarion Concerts presents composer, jazz trumpeter, vocalist, and santur player Amir El Safar in a concert streaming on the group's website. El Safar, an Iraqi-American called one of the most promising figures in jazz today by the Chicago Tribune, will draw upon his father's roots in Iraq and perform a collection of sacred maqams on santur in collaboration with Hamid El Saadi, the singer said to be the greatest living exponent of maqam, and an ensemble including Dina El Safar on joza, Tim Moore on percussion, and George Ziada on oud. The concert will be pre-recorded at the Stissing Center in Pine Plains, New York, and the stream will go live on Saturday at 5 p.m. Simon's Rock College music faculty member Aaron Lickness performs a program of modern American music on Sunday at 3 p.m. Lickness performs a unique piano recital of works, including Charles Ives's monumental Piano Sonata No. 2, Concord 1840-1860, the composer's homage to transcendentalism. Also on the program are John Wesley Work III's Scuppernong, Three Pieces for Country Folk, 1950, and Simon's Rock faculty member Larry Wallach's Mood No. 1. The performance will take place live at the Kellogg Music Center on the campus of Simon's Rock College in Great Barrington, with limited in-person viewing open to Simon's Rock community members only. Everyone else, including you and me, are invited to follow the concert live on Zoom. Next Wednesday, December 9th at 5 p.m., composer Phil Klein's experimental soundscape, Unsilent Night, written specifically to be heard outdoors in the month of December, will resound throughout the grounds of the Mount, Edith Wharton's estate in Lenox, Mass. The free event takes the form of a promenade in which the audience becomes the performer. If you've never participated in Unsilent Night, it's a musical experience unlike any other. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.